presents Energy Anatomy, Tape 4, with Carolyn Mace. The fifth chakra, the throat, the center of willpower. I love teaching about this because it is, without a doubt, one of the more interesting components of our journey of personal development. Think about the center of your body, your throat. It represents willpower, but what comes under the umbrella of willpower is enormous to understand. We begin defining willpower by our ability to control others. That's our first definition of willpower. That is tribal definition of willpower. If you lack a level of will, you will have to be a group member. You will have to do or be part of a group organization. Because what it is symbolic of is that you have not yet reached the point in your development where the concept of developing the self is something you're ready to tackle. So we all begin our journey of evolution, if you will, as part of a group. Now, when I'm talking to you about unplugging your circuits, another way to put this in the language of the fifth chakra is that you are unplugging your energy from participating in a group creative experience, and you're not financing that idea or that group with your spirit. Let me give you an example. I think it is so fascinating that communism disintegrated in 3 days, virtually speaking. What happened in those 3 days is that the entire culture unplugged from its belief that communism was the way to go. What happened was an incredible phenomenon, and nobody has ever evaluated it through this lens. But what took place, both at the Berlin Wall and in the Soviet Union, was that the entire tribe simultaneously unplugged its support of that perception of the communist state. Therefore, it disintegrated. Now, I'm going to remind you again to picture the circuits coming in through the top of your head, and that the journey in this lifetime is all about learning how to plug your spirit in with wisdom versus plugging your spirit in with to fear, and that we are held responsible for what we co-create or create by virtue of what we finance with our spirit. Our spirit is fuel, it is energy, and every choice we make is a version of, literally, to use the book of Genesis, breathing our spirit into earth and giving that earth power. Your will is exactly that power that we're talking about. Now, when we're in our early stages of development, you will always, always look at will as your capacity to control other people, long before you get to the point when you realize that true willpower is your capacity to control yourself. And even there, you'll go through stages of evolution, of understanding what that means. Your first level will be to control yourself physically. You will again follow the chakras. Now, your first level of will is group will, which is the tribe, first chakra. So your first challenge in evolving spiritually is to develop a sense of will that allows you to maintain yourself while being within a group of people and not compromising yourself in order to stay in that group of people, or remaining strong enough to follow what you need to do no matter what the outside world tells you. Does that make sense to you? Now that on paper might sound like a very easy thing to do, that is remarkably difficult. To become a part of a group and yet remain strong, a strong individual simultaneously. Because the first thing, if you look at, we are group creatures by nature. We don't like being without groups. We don't like being without some version of tribe. We have a biological tribe, we have a spiritual tribe, we have a creative tribe, we have several tribes, and each one requires, as a rule, some form of your will that you're giving over to the tribal support system in order to keep that tribe together. Think for a moment of how many groups you participate in. You might belong to a feminist group, you might belong to a spiritual group, you might have your biological group, you might have your ethnic group, you might have any one of these. You might have a social cause group, you might be part of an AA group, you might be part of all of these groups. Now believe it or not, every one of these groups, when you join a group, not only do you sign your name to a piece of paper, in signing your name, the symbolic meaning of what you're doing is that you are saying, I will invest a part of my spirit into your group cause, which increases the strength of their capacity to create and generate energy into matter. Is that making sense to you now? Okay. So that from that point on, even though you might be sitting here with me in this room, your energy is simultaneously flowing, even as we speak, into every group that you have agreed to finance. So if you wonder where all your energy is, it is quite remarkable when you begin to see how complex a pattern you are, how you are invested in not only thoughts, you're invested in attitudes, you're invested in memories, you're invested in relationships, and you're invested in group causes. All of this means you've invested a percentage of your will to be used by these other forces. What consciousness means is that you are choosing to become personally aware of exactly where your spirit goes, and from now on, you won't let it be used by a group without your full conscious awareness and agreement. That's a very different journey. And when that begins, you start the journey of taking your will back from every place that it has been unconsciously plugged into. And that's where your world begins to change tremendously. I covered a lot of that when I was talking about the fourth chakra. Because here, when you think of your will and you think of the energy above your waist, you're beginning to talk about a mandala of energy rather than separate forces. These are all acting together. Your heart, your will, your mind, all of this is one big, huge energetic system.